Lobbyists have their own agenda for the new Congress. Republicans gain more power, so businesses expect to gain too. But lobbying is a complicated game. NPR's Peter Overby follows that game for us and investigated which special interests hold the strongest position.
A year ago, nothing could be hotter than corporate reform. The last session of Congress opened with a record number of investigations and hearings, all focused on the collapse of Enron. The hearings went on all year long, spearheaded by lawmakers like Democratic Senator Carl Levin.
Good morning, everybody. 1 year ago, on December the 2nd, 2001, Enron Corporation, then the seventh largest company in the United States, declared bankruptcy.
It was just one of those things.
But Congress's fling with regulating corporations was too hot not to cool down. While Congress did clamp down on accounting firms, it left untouched the reform that might have meant the most to most Americans, that is, better safeguards for employee pensions. Meanwhile, corporate America sent more of its campaign money to the GOP. It helped Republicans win control of both chambers. Now, what's hot is helping corporations and investors revive the economy. NPR followed an anti-tax group, the Club for Growth, during the campaign. The club mobilized donors for conservative candidates, producing three times as much cash as it did in 2000. Among the candidates who came asking for money were Norm Coleman, John Sununu, and James Talent. All three will be in the new Senate. Now the club has hired its first lobbyist to keep after the lawmakers. Club for Growth President Stephen Moore says there are two parts to effective lobbying.
If members of Congress are beholden to you, number one, and number two, if they fear you. And I think we have 30 or 40 members who are very grateful for the help we've given them. And we've got another 30 or 40 members of Congress who think that we're a very dangerous organization that could jeopardize their political careers.
But not everything on the corporate agenda is looking hot. Take the bill to crack down on consumer bankruptcies. Finance and retail interests have been lobbying for this bill since 1997, a campaign marked by money, persistence, and frustration. The House and Senate have both passed the bill three times in a row.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
And each time, a last-minute fight has killed the bankruptcy bill. This year, anti-abortion lawmakers decided the bill would have harmed abortion clinic protesters who filed for bankruptcy to avoid fines. At the National Retail Federation, President Tracy Mullen says industry might not have the stomach for another fight.
What happened in the last Congress was about as ugly as legislation ever gets. And clearly, if we decide to proceed, we would certainly want to move in a direction that tries to avoid the pitfalls.
If the bankruptcy lobby feels it's getting the cold shoulder from Congress, liberal groups feel like they're facing 2 years in Siberia. Not only did they lose clout in the election, but the lousy economy is holding down contributions that might fuel a comeback. The League of Conservation Voters, which NPR also profiled during the campaign, has already started counting down to Election Day 2004. But here's a hot idea that's catching on in progressive circles, so-called viral organizing. It's really not much more than the 21st century version of an old-fashioned telephone tree. Two pioneers of viral organizing are Silicon Valley entrepreneurs Wes Boyd and Joan Blades. They made their money on the Flying Toaster screensaver. In 1998, they wrote an email to 100 people decrying the Clinton impeachment. Recipients kept forwarding the message. That's the viral part. And the descendant of that email, MoveOn.org, now claims a network of 600,000 participants. Wes Boyd says MoveOn.org is unique because its ideas come from everyone, not just from the top.
Politicians and leaders have tried to muscle opinion. They've tried to raise money from large donors and then essentially buy the broadcast expression of that opinion. This is very different. We have almost no money. All the energy really comes from real folks.
With interest groups angling for every advantage, MoveOn.org could end up hotter than those flying toasters ever were. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.